Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I want to say thank you to all
to
the
me?
People.
Oh.
No. Listen.
Oh, I thought,
Linda,
that,
listen.
I thought that was for me.
To all the people that went online to our Facebook page and voted that BJ would make the best governor of BJ and Jamie would make the best governor for the state of Colorado. I thank you for your votes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate it. And, you know, I hope to serve you well. I do.
I feel like that you sat there and voted for yourself over, because I will tell
no,
you
I
what.
I didn't even touch it.
I looked at it, and the comments are pretty darn funny. You guys are funny, by the way. And I looked at it, and people are like, listen, if BJ left his son at a gas station, what else is he going to forget in government? Right. I'm never voting for him. I'm like, that's right.
Yeah. You know? But that didn't, you know, there are a couple of people. You can't please everybody, Jamie White, when it comes to politics.
No,
you know that.
Yeah, I do know.
I mean, it's split down the middle most of the time. But Jamie and I fictitiously did our own little running for governor here because, you know, when you watch all these commercials on TV, you got some guy that 98% of the time follows Donald Trump. You got another guy that's hiding money down in the Caymans, or at least alleged.
Yeah.
And then you've got people that, oh, they love guns and they hate kids and love when people get shot. Just all the stuff that just bombards you. And Jamie and I decided that, hey, look, if we were going to run for governor, who would win between you and I, you think?
And I was at the lead. Like, I mean, Dylan set it up. I was like, oh, this is so awesome. I mean, it really was awesome. I was feeling so good about me. And they're like, Jamie, of course. Oh, my God. Jamie would be awesome as the governor. I was like, that's right. I was reading it yesterday with such confidence. And even a little cocky, I'm going to admit.
Out of the gate, Jamie was in the lead. But you know what turned the tide? Is when I ran this commercial. Jamie White once gave away her pet. Yeah, the family dog.
Spend all your time.
His name was Bobo. Bobo was with them for months. And then Jamie one day decided, we don't need a stinking dog. Loaded the dog in the car, head out the window, wind blowing.
And it's hard.
Sign on the side of the car that said, take my dog.
I need some distraction.
She gave it away. Her son cried and cried. And boy, did the tide turn. BJ took the lead. Nobody wants a governor who gives away a family pet.
You know
nobody.
What? You know what's so funny about that? As yesterday I was watching, because obviously the political ads are in high gear right now. And I was thinking how much you lied about me giving away the dog. I did give away the dog, but it wasn't with a sign on the side and, you know, like all that crap. But I thought, as I'm watching all these political ads, I can't believe they can get away with lying so much.
I can't either. I mean, I don't get
weird.
It. It's just, you can take, and they're blatant lies.
Yeah.
And you can put it into a commercial and buy advertising time and spew these lies.
I know. And, so,
and nobody gets sued.
I don't understand. I don't get the suing part, because didn't the one guy that they said hid money or something or didn't pay taxes, listen, I'm not saying names because I don't know, but didn't the Denver Post just report like none of that was true?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it came back that I guess none of that was
but
actually
how can they
true.
Do that?
The way it was said, it wasn't or implied.
Misleading.
Yeah.
Well, according to this story, Sean, that wasn't even misleading. It was an out and out lie.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
That's what
so
they said.
I don't know how you get to do that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't either.
So
it's crazy.
As you say, the story of giving away Bobo, it was a little extreme, but you're allowed to do that, I guess, on television.
Was it really extreme? For a dog with his head out the window.
Somebody said I was Hillary Clinton. I thought I had it at one, and then you just came up like Donald Trump and swept it away. Bastard.
I did come on strong there after this commercial, didn't I? BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.